production.
This is Unlock the Greatness Within. I'm Sarah Grimberg, and for the next 5 minutes, join me as I take you on a journey that will replenish your sense of self and the world, give you a moment to reflect, nourish your mind, and reset you for the week ahead. Breathing. Done properly and regularly, breathing is a powerful tool we all have within our reach, yet many of us don't know how to use it to its full potential. We are all breathing all the time unconsciously, but when we breathe consciously and are aware of each and every breath for a period of time, then we are undertaking what's called breath work. This practice, often associated with meditation or yoga, is an exercise unto its own. Done correctly and with focus, it can help us reach a different state of consciousness or awareness, reaching a place of calm and healing swiftly. In today's episode of Unlock the Greatness Within, I'll be breaking down the invaluable practice and highlighting the many ways you can benefit from it. As Thich Nhat Hanh said, feelings come and go like clouds in a windy sky. Conscious breathing is my anchor. Step one, breath work is a practice for letting go. So how is breath work different from, say, meditation or yoga? Breath work is an entirely separate exercise that you can practice on your own almost anywhere at any time. Breathwork in yoga helps you find your center, calm your mind and thoughts so you can focus on where you are in a specific moment, like a yoga class. In meditation, breathing involves being aware of your thoughts and practice regularly over time. It can help change your perspective and attitude. Instead, breathwork offers a form of relief and release. It allows you to detach yourself from a situation or feeling, let go of your mind and engage fully with your body to help you heal. Step two, reconnect with your body and intuition. The wonderful thing about breath work is practicing it is intuitive and the process makes you more aware of yourself and your body. Once you start focusing on your breathing, you can adjust the amount of breaths you take and their length for as long as you need until you feel balanced and centered. You are in control and you don't need a manual or an instructor, just your body and breath. This simple act is so incredibly powerful and in very few minutes can change your mood and elevate your state of mind. If you also start to take note of what situations lead you to needing the healing of breath work, you'll quickly begin to identify areas of imbalance or even toxicity in your life that may require change. Step three, the many styles and benefits of breath. Breath work has gained so much popularity recently, not only because of its efficiency against stress and how simple it is to do, but also due to the endless research that supports it. Coherent breathing has been found to reduce symptoms of depression, and some types of breath work can even lower your blood pressure and levels of cortisol, our primary stress hormone. Other studies have identified how breath can change the way our brain reacts to fear. As you can see, there are so many different types of breath work, and regularly emerging research shows us its countless benefits and capacities to heal. If you're not sure what type of breath work is right for you, a quick search online will give you countless literature options and information that will help you identify the style most suited to your needs. Always remember to reach and connect to your breath for powerful and quick relief whenever you need it. I hope this episode of Unlock the Greatness Within inspired you and brought you joy. If you'd like to learn more, receive guidance and regular reminders like these, then please connect with me on Instagram at Sarah Grimberg or purchase my ebook Finding Greatness at sarahgrimberg.com. Love what you heard? Then we'd love you to hit subscribe on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app and leave a 5-star review. It will help us share this wisdom with others. If you want more advice on how to breathe better, then don't miss my episode with journalist and New York Times best-selling author James Nestor on a Life of Greatness podcast. Listener.